Hey, what's up? This is Mick from Comistar. In this podcast, we're going to discuss topics related to Estonian EU residency, taxes, regulations, starting and growing your company, marketing, and other relevant stuff for entrepreneurs. We're going to keep it short and casual. You can learn more about us at eresident.me. And by the way, none of the information shared on this podcast is or should be taken as legal advice. If you have any questions, get in touch with us at estonian@comistar.com. Enjoy. Hey, what's up? It's Mick from Comistar, and in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about number one thing that you should avoid when you are going to apply for the Estonian crypto license. So in the midst of another Bitcoin price bump, we see a lot of new people who are interested in obtaining the license, and it also makes a lot of sense. It's a great industry to be in, not only now, but for years to come as well. So it's probably one of the best industries to set up your business if you are into crypto and virtual assets and finance, etc., etc. So if you want to apply for the license, there are some requirements. Number one thing is that you need to have a local office here with a local board member. You also need to pay in 12,000 euros share capital. You need to have a bank or fintech account in European licensed entity, European licensed service provider, whether it's a bank, EMI or e-money institution or payment institution. And for most applicants, the most complicated thing is recruiting the local board member and the local AML officer. And yes, I didn't mention it before, but you also need to have an AML officer who resides in Estonia, and they can be one and the same person as well, although it's not an ideal setup. So when you are looking service providers who can help you with licensing, then what you will find is that some service providers say that you can have a board member from them for, let's say, 500 euros per month. What it means is, because it's not a lot of money, imagine if you would work for a company, or would you be on a board of a company, and by the way, that board member is responsible for the company activities, meaning this person will take a lot of liability onto themselves. Would you be on a board of a company for 500 euros per month who is dealing with crypto assets, meaning it's pretty risky industry? My answer would be no. Right, I assume that the same applies for you. So what these service providers are doing, they are giving you a nominee director. And by the way, nominees aren't allowed in Estonia. They are giving you a nominee director for a small amount of money because the same person is also on the board of many other crypto companies. And what it means is once you submit your application to the Estonian FIU, the Financial Intelligence Unit, which is an institution responsible for issuing the licenses, then they will see straight away that, okay, another application with the same person. So this will discredit your whole application straight away. And that's the number one thing you should avoid. What we do at Comistar, we actually help to recruit kind of a valuable person for you who has the experience, the know-how, etc., etc. And this person can actually be useful for you to help you to grow the business or have regulatory know-how who knows a thing or two about AML, etc., etc. So a person who can be useful, person who, if they have to go down to the FIU for an interview, they understand the business, they can answer the questions, etc. Person who will actually be part of your team and company. That's what we want to do. And if you want to apply for a license and have a smooth licensing process, then having shortcuts like getting a nominee director who sits on the board of many other companies, it's really not a good idea. And that's the biggest mistake that a lot of crypto license applicants kind of are lured into doing. But if you can avoid it, please avoid it. There are a lot better solutions. And if you want to talk to us about that, then you can get in touch with us at estonian@comistar.com. Thank you for listening.